Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hayfield. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. If you're out cutting hay during this time, he recommends moving slowly and looking ahead. Use a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hay field lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brum are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
If you have several fields to harvest, save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations continued today in Sean Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Yesterday, the jury sent a note to the judge expressing concern that one juror, they said, couldn't follow directions. ABC's Phil Tate is at the courthouse.
When the jury does return to the courtroom today, they will have a short interaction with the judge as they had passed a question to the judge that they'd like to receive clarification on. Now, this is the second time that the jury and the judge will have a interaction. Well, that's just a short time after the judge had charged the jury yesterday. He would receive a disturbing note telling him one of the 12, quote, jurors cannot follow the honor's instructions. Now, that juror was a 51-year-old, a scientist who holds a doctorate. Now, the judge responded with a note ordering all jurors to follow his instructions and to return to deliberations.
In Philadelphia, thousands of city workers, including garbage collectors and some 911 call operators, are off the job. They walked out at midnight demanding better pay. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A Madison man accused of violating sanctions against Russia has reached a plea deal in federal court. The Wisconsin State Journal reports federal prosecutors accused Andrew Pogoyzin of selling 8 pieces of scientific equipment to Russian buyers. Under the deal, Pogoyzin faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating after a city garbage truck hit and killed a bicyclist in Janesville. The Rock County 911 Communication Center said the person on the bike was an adult male. The city of Janesville posted on social media the bicyclist died despite life-saving efforts. And flags will fly at half-staff across Wisconsin for a slain police officer. Governor Tony Evers issued the order Monday in honor of Milwaukee Police Department officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in the line of duty. Flags will remain at half-staff until sunset tonight and again on the date of Officer Corder's interment. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We're fired up for the 4th at Fleet Farm with deals that'll help you celebrate in style. Save $200 on a Traeger Woodridge Pellet Grill. On sale now for $699.99. Stay hydrated with 8 packs of Gatorade, 2 for $15. And get 1 gallon 4-packs of Liquid Pool Shock for just $14.99. Get ready for Independence Day with these specials and more at your local Fleet Farm. And check out all the items in our weekly ad, backed by our best price guarantee at fleetfarm.com.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A Mondovi man was injured and arrested after a one-vehicle accident Sunday in the town of Gilmanton. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, rescue crews were sent to the scene on Highway 88 near Lieberman Road and found a vehicle driven by 58-year-old Edward Steiner of Mondovi off the road. Steiner was taken to Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire, and after investigation of the accident, deputies determined alcohol was likely a factor. Steiner was arrested for OWI, third offense. Arcadia police say more arrests may be coming following a large-scale weekend fight. According to reports, a fight involving 20 to 30 people broke out just after 1 a.m. Sunday at the Memorial Park Pavilion. 4 people were taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect who police say was armed with a machete during the fight was later arrested. The National Weather Service says another tornado was confirmed in Wabasha County last Wednesday. The second tornado was an EF0 with maximum winds of 50 miles an hour and went approximately 2.7 miles just south of Lake City. This is the second tornado confirmed on the ground in Wabasha County from last week's storms. The first was an EF1 with 100-mile-per-hour winds and destroyed a home northeast of Zumburro Falls. The deadline to lock in Wisconsin's biennial budget has passed. State lawmakers failed to approve the two-year spending plan before yesterday, meaning the budget has not been delivered on time for the first time in 8 years. However, Republicans and Governor Evers did reach an agreement overnight on funding for things like child care, public schools, universities of Wisconsin funding, and tax cuts. The state's Joint Finance Committee will be meeting this morning to put the finishing touches on the spending plan, meaning the full Assembly and Senate could vote on it as early as tomorrow. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Victim service providers and advocates are calling on the Wisconsin State Legislature to fully fund the Department of Justice's victim services budget request. Jessica Bryan is a victim service manager for Eau Claire County.
Everybody is victims of crime. I don't want to downsize it, but it's not just your sexual assault victims. It's not your homicide victims. It's not just your domestic. It's your elderly. It's financial crimes. It's your traffic crimes. It is everybody that we are serving. And it's very sad that we're here today fighting for those dollars.
Late Friday, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved $20 million to go towards victim services. The Department of Justice had requested nearly $68 million over 2 years. Brian took part in a Monday media conference with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Flags are flying at half staff across Wisconsin today for a slain police officer. Governor Tony Evers issued the order Monday in honor of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in the line of duty at the age of 32. Corder and another officer, 29-year-old Christopher McRae, were ambushed while responding to a call last Thursday night. Corder died Sunday after being taken off life support at his family's request. McRae was released from the hospital on Saturday. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection to the shootings. Flags will remain at half staff until sunset today and again on the date of Officer Corder's internment, which is yet to be announced. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic have developed an AI tool that helps identify brain activity patterns tied to 9 types of dementia. The tool, State Viewer, helps researchers find the dementia type in 88% of cases during a single scan. The AI tool also helped clinicians interpret scans twice as fast with 3 times more accuracy than standard. Researchers trained and tested the AI on over 3,600 scans, including images from patients with dementia and people with cognitive impairment. The AI tool helped identify the disease early, which is a key challenge in dementia care. Authorities say a man is in custody after a standoff with police early Sunday in Rochester. Police say officers were sent to a home Saturday night where the man was armed with a knife during a domestic dispute. The suspect then left the scene before police arrived and drove to a different residence in southwest Rochester. The man left the vehicle with a rifle and an officer discharged their weapon before the suspect ran into a residence. The defendant eventually surrendered after a SWAT team and the crisis negotiation unit arrived. The man was taken into custody without incident. A total of 35 people were ejected from 2 Morgan Wallen concerts over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Saturday's concert saw 23 ejections, followed by 12 on Sunday. There were technically 10 arrests Sunday because one person was arrested a second time after re-entering the stadium following his first arrest.
UW-Madison Police Spokesperson Mark Lovicott said the majority of ejections and citations were related to disorderly behavior due to alcohol consumption. The concerts over the weekend were the first live shows at Camp Randall in 28 years. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved out by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Minnesota Twins aim to avoid a third loss in a row when they visit the Miami Marlins tonight. The Twins are coming off a series loss to Detroit over the weekend. Minnesota's currently at 40-44. The Twins send Joe Ryan to the mound this evening. First pitch is at 5:40. The Minnesota Timberwolves have parted ways with one of their top bench players. The team sent guard Nickeil Alexander-Walker to the Atlanta Hawks in a sign-and-trade yesterday. The Wolves received a 2027 second-round pick and a $7 million trade exemption for facilitating the deal. Minnesota also re-signed veteran Joe Ingles to a one-year deal yesterday. The Minnesota Wild will add a four-time All-Star. The Wild traded for Detroit right-winger Vladimir Tarasenko yesterday. Minnesota sent cash considerations to Detroit to complete the deal. The 33-year-old played in 80 games for the Red Wings last season. He had 11 goals and 22 assists. In other team news, the Wild changed their stadium name from the Xcel Energy Center to Grand Casino Arena. The Minnesota Lynx will go for their third win in a row when they host the Indiana Fever in the Commissioner's Cup at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are in the Commissioner's Cup final for the second season in a row. Tonight's result won't affect the WNBA standings, however. The game tips off at 7 o'clock.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
a Bucks legend leaves town. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Lots of basketball news today. The Bucks are making moves as free agency opens up in the NBA, but they're also losing one of their biggest pieces of the championship team that they had from 4 years ago, as Brook Lopez will sign a two-year, $18 million deal with the Los Angeles Clippers. Lopez is 37 and a Los Angeles native. He spent seven seasons here, earning a pair of NBA first-team all-defensive nods while being a reliable rim protector and three-point threat on the other side of the floor. The Bucks have come to terms with a couple of their other free agents. The most notable is fan favorite Bobby Portis, not just a favorite of the fans, but also coach Doc Rivers.
He's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something, you know, obviously the scoring, but I thought he was more important defensively with his hands and his rebound.
Portis's deal is for 3 years and $44 million. Also from the Bucks, Kevin Porter Jr. is returning on a two-year, $10.5 million contract. Shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. is returning on a two-year, $7.5 million deal. And Torian Prince is coming back on a veteran minimum deal. That's a two-year contract, the second of which is a player option. Milwaukee's also extended a qualifying offer to Ryan Rollins. They can match any offer he gets. Other free agents with state ties, Milwaukee native Kevon Looney is leaving Golden State for New Orleans. He gets a two-year, $14 million deal with the Pelicans. Nigel Hayes, now known as Nigel Hayes Davis, a member of the last two Wisconsin Final Four teams, he's heading stateside, signing a one-year contract with the Phoenix Suns. Hayes Davis is the reigning EuroLeague's top scorer and finals MVP. To baseball, the Brewers took Monday off. They're at New York to play the Mets tonight. Milwaukee enters play two games out of first place. Outfielder Sal Frelick has seen his team author quite a turnaround.
We kind of came together almost about a month, month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quick.
First pitch tonight at Citi Field is set for 6:10. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-80s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. For Thursday, sunny, a 30% chance of an afternoon storm, highs mid-80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Mondovi 69, Wabasha, Nelson 67, Ogallee 66, Plum City and Pepin 65, Lake City 63. Here at WRDN, we have sunshine 64 with the Zach Brown Band and Chicken Fried. Good morning, it's 722.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, oh, oh. My life to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eye. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes.
There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
I'm crazy about you. Don't be stupid. area 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Zach Top and Good Times. Tan Line, 7:32. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. Also, this morning at about 9:10, we're going to be chatting with Rusty Volk. He's the executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. So we're going to talk with Rusty a little bit about this year's Northern Wisconsin State Fair that starts on July 9th. Plus, it's his last one as executive director. He's retiring. So we're going to talk with Rusty a little bit about that as well. And a reminder that we will be kicking off our coverage of the livestock shows from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Video streaming coverage will begin on July 9th, Tuesday, July 9th, 9 a.m. with the Hog Show. And we'll have the dairy, beef, and swine shows, and the livestock auction. We'll also have the open class dairy show on the Sunday of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. So we'll have video streaming coverage on our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming tab. We'll also have it as well through our Podbean app as well. You'll be able to check it out there too. So yeah, all kinds of stuff happening here coming up in another week, 1 week from today. It's, of course, July 1st today. Can you believe it? Wow. We are now in beginning the last half of 2025. And yes, you'll start to notice by the end of the month, days getting shorter. Yuck. Just saying. That never really... I like this in the morning when I wake up and it's, you know, a little bit light out. It's not totally light out yet, but it's light out. You know, when I go home, it's light out, and I got a little time to spend in the evening, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah. So I'm not one of those where, you know, oh, great. I get to wake up and it's dark, go to work. I get to go home, it's dark when I go home. Yeah, I'm just not into that. Looks like we're going to have some nice weather today and tomorrow, but there is some rain in the forecast too. And we will have details here coming up with that forecast.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion & Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-80s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s, and for Thursday, mostly sunny. 30% chance of afternoon storms. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Currently across the region, plenty of sunshine this morning. Mondovi at 69, Wabasha-Nelson 67, Ogallee 66, Plum City and Pepin 65, Lake City 63. Here at WRDN, sunshine 64 with Kenny Chesney. And living in Fast Forward, it's 7:36.
What we're taught, well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes, one day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward, hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward, now I need to rewind. Settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward, hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward, now I need to rewind real slow.
it too much to demand? I want a full house and a rock and roll band. Pens that won't run out of ink and cool quiet and time to play. Shouldn't I have his? Shouldn't I have his? Shouldn't I have all of this and passionate kisses? Whoa, whoa, passionate kisses from you.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet and about a stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home.
Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Corey Kent and This Heart. 7:49. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive here going on today. That'll be from noon to 6. That's over at the Arkansas Community Center. You can, if you haven't made an appointment, they'll take walk-ins. Again, Red Cross blood drive going on today, noon to 6 at the Arkansas Community Center in Arkansas. Well, folks at the Norwegian Lottery made a mistake. Oops. Norwegian Lottery players are left with no prizes. After a conversion error inflated the lottery prizes to jackpot numbers late last week. So no one wins anything because the prizes were all wrong. Oops. He had one job to do the math, right? That's led to the resignation of the CEO of the state-owned gambling company, Norsk Tipping. A statement has been issued apologizing for the chaos created by the mistake. Okay, so no one wins. But if you bought a ticket, do you either A, get a refund, or are you in the next drawing? And if the jackpot's like, instead of it being 500 million, whatever they have in Norwegian currency, it's only 100,000. If you don't want to play that, do you get your money back? Nah, probably not.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night. And everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. Taking off my hat, leave it to the boys. Get that old work monkey down off my back. All I want's a little peace and noise. Hit the cruise control, get me back on track. Let my old Ford treat me like a Cadillac. Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with a big net tan in the broad daylight. Every night is a Saturday night and everything. Right with the summer coming, I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. I've been working till the sun don't shine. Summer's coming to shine. Summer's coming to shine. Summer's coming.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sitting on a bench at Westtown Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, waiting on a woman. I nodded yeah and said, how about you? He said, son, since 1952 I've been waiting on a woman. When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. She said, I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time, but I don't mind waiting on a woman. He said the wedding took a year to plan. Talk about an anxious man. I was nervous, waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it, waiting on a woman. And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. Might as well go on and get used to it. She'll take her time, 'cause you don't mind waiting on a woman. Show the man's always the first to go. And that makes sense, 'cause I know she won't be ready. So when it finally comes my time and I get to the other side, I'll find myself a bench and they've got any. I hope she takes her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on. Take your time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W29 7CH, Durand.